Feel Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yo cumplo una tarea. Yo no estoy allí para satisfacer una vanidad personal. Ni honores. Yo soy un luchador que toda mi vida he dedicado mi esfuerzo y mi capacidad a hacer posible el camino del socialismo. Y cumpliré el mandato que el pueblo me ha entregado. Lo cumpliré implacablemente. Cumpliré el programa que le hemos prometido a la conciencia política de Chile. Y aquellos que desataron siempre la violencia social, si desatan la violencia política, si el fascismo pretende utilizar los medios con que siempre arrasó a los que pretendieron hacer la revolución, se encontrarán con la respuesta nuestra y mi decisión implacable. Yo terminaré de presidente de la República cuando cumpla mi mandato. Tendrán que acribillarme a balazos, como lo dije ayer, para que deje de actuar. No defiendo una cosa personal, defiendo al pueblo de Chile en su justo anhelo de hacer las transformaciones que le permitan vivir en dignidad, con un sentido nacional distinto, y hacer de Chile un país independiente, dueño de su propio destino.
Pero nuestra historia también conoce derrota, y en la noche del fascismo que hoy envuelve nuestra patria, el pueblo, el partido y sus militantes pagan sus anhelos de libertad con la cárcel, el exilio o la muerte.
Compatriotas, esta será seguramente la última oportunidad en que me pueda dirigir a ustedes. La Fuerza Aérea ha bombardeado las torres de Radio Portales y Radio Corporación. Mis palabras no tienen amargura sino decepción.
Todos juntos, por favor. Gracias, muchas gracias.
Fuerte, toda la pobre inocencia All right, okay, welcome back to the second part of Latino Dimes. In the studio, we have our special guests today, and I'll be talking to them in a few minutes' time after I've played a couple of tracks to remind you that we are commemorating and celebrating, which is pretty kind of contradictory, you know, but anyway, that's what it is. 11th of September, we commemorate the death and the taking over by the army through a coup that took place in Chile in 1973. 11th of September 1973. Man, can you imagine what coincidental situation that was, right? And then on the 18th of September is the Independence Day. Wow. So in 1 week we cry and then we celebrate and we have a good time, you know, which is pretty. That's why I got alopecia last time, because the doctor told me that, you know, when you get alopecia, which is like a bald patch, you know, your hair doesn't grow. says that did you have a good news and then bad news, very very short in a short while. I said yes. My first baby was born, and then 2 days later, my favorite uncle died. So it was kind of like, whoa, you know, it's kind of, well, not exactly the same situation, but kind of similar, right? So, yeah, I've got here a group from Chile, which is the group that was I was telling you about 2 weeks ago, that were they went on tour around the world during the dictatorship. But every time, everywhere they went, they actually accused the dictatorship of the killing, the torture, the people imprisonment, you know, and everything that has been going on for the last 17 years in Chile. So therefore, when they went back to Chile, they weren't allowed in the country, you know, because of they were non-welcome, you know, non-welcome, persona non grata. That's how the Pinochet regime called these guys, because they gathered a lot of support for the exiles and the victims of the Chilean coup. So anyway, I keep playing this band, you know, because this band is one of the best bands from Latin America, apart from Illapu, from Inti Illimani, Quilapayún, and we got many others, you know, Chilean bands who actually influenced the folk music in Latin America, the protest music. And then we got music from Brazil, from Ecuador, from Peru, Bolivia, from all around. But for me, I'm not saying that we're the best, but they had an influence on the folk music of Latin America. And then we got Los Jaivas as well, another one, Inca Jazz Rock. Can you imagine that mixture? How beautiful that is. Anyway, guys, in order to pay tribute to the people of Chile during this month, which is these two events taking place, I'm going to play this band for you. And I know that Alexandra, who's listening to the show, and my two guests here are going to like these guys because they're good. So, 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live, Latino Dimes with you every Monday from 5 till 7. And don't forget, if you want to text, the number is 079-44-031-894. If you want me to shout out any events that you're organizing, music festival or anything cultural, anything to do with the community, let me know and I will do that for you for free. No, it's not charged in there. It's all for free because it's a community radio station by the community for the community. This is Illapu.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the Iyapu, and I hope that Alexandra enjoyed that. This is a friend of mine who went to see them in Liverpool. Did you go to Liverpool?
I was supposed to go, but I couldn't go in the end.
Yeah. Right. I've had all the already plans, you know, and I missed it. Anyway, this next track, and then after this next track, we're going to have a conversation with our guests here. This one is dedicated to Pachamama, you know, Mother Earth. And it's by Los Jaivas, the band that I was telling you about before, that they class their music as Inca jazz rock. Wow, man. What a mess. No. And it sounds like this.
Thank you.
Wow, man, that was Los Ibers for you one more time for the about 100th time. Okay, now in the studio we have our guests. They are from a band which is going to be mentioned right now because it's a new band. In the studio we got Fern and we got Peter. How are you, Fern?
I'm good, thank you, yeah.
And you, Peter, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks.
Right, welcome to the show. And first of all, what's the name of your band?
Kilario.
Kilario.
Yeah.
Right, wow, Kilario. Well, that sounds pretty good. Sounds a bit like, you know, Kitaro, the Japanese...
it's the name of a Brazilian song by Gimelo. And that's where we took the name from. And the song itself was supposed to be on our album, but didn't make it. It'll hopefully, maybe the next one.
Right.
But we're not sure what it means. But there was a theory that it meant que hilario, so how hilarious. But we're not really sure of the origin.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So yeah, your music's based on influenced by Brazilian style.
I suppose that there was two of our two guitarists, Cal and Louis, are mad about Brazilian music, and they've both spent time there, so they're obsessed with it. So they suggest the majority of the songs, and we generally do them. So,
both of you are in the band, yeah?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, the way it started was, well, I teach Latin American studies at the University of Sheffield, and I wanted to do a class on Latin American music because music is really what I'm most interested in, and I like to play music and obviously listen to music and spent a lot of time in Latin America. And when I went there, it just opened up a whole new world for me of music and culture that was just so fascinating. So I started doing a concert with students of Latin American music every year. And I noticed that people would really get a lot out of it. And then I tried to incorporate that into the curriculum. So the project is that we have classes on Latin American music and how the music is central to the culture of places like Chile, like what you were talking about just a minute ago, and the importance of like Nueva Canción in Chile and figures like Víctor Jara and how music and culture were affected by the dictatorship, but also how they came to define that era for so many people. And so we have those classes, but there's a practical element, which is to produce your own music and the music that you like. And that's how this band was formed. So I've done it a few times with other groups of students, but I'm gonna offend all the others now and say that this group's been the best, and it's because we've had an amazing array of talent, and these guys have kind of sailed off with it and formed their own band, which I'm now privileged enough to be part of, and I'm delighted that they have kept me on.
This band is going to stay as a band, or is it just like a project?
I'd say it's definitely a band now, given that we've just released this album, yeah, which has been, you know, many months in the making. But yeah, I mean, it did primarily start as a university based thing, and even though people have gone their separate ways now, we're still determined to give it a good go. And yeah, we've played all around Sheffield, and we've got a gig this Friday at Factory Floor. We've got a gig this Friday at Factory Floor in Kelham Island at 9 o'clock, free entry. So.
Right.
If you're listening, come down. Yeah.
Right. You know, what instruments do you play?
So I'm the drummer, and then I mixed and, well, produced the album as well.
All right, right. And you, Pete?
I play the keys, play the piano, and I recorded some of it as well. But yeah, Finn's done all the mixing and mastering and a lot of the recording and playing the drums and also playing the keys as well and percussion. And it's a project which has not only involved the students and myself, but some local professional musicians. So I managed to get some money we had a strike fund, you know, all the money that, because we were on strike last year, so the money that was accumulated from the lost salaries, I applied for some of that and got to put that to good use. And so I was able to employ some musicians that you're familiar with, Piero Tucci, mm-hmm. and Armando Murillo Cossio, as well as a couple of others like Kent Roach and Tom Townsend.
Kent Roach, saxo.
Yeah. So anyway, so that we got the money to do that, and that helped have this collaboration between the students and some local professionals. So it's been really, really positive.
Yeah.
Right. So sounds very interesting, and I hope that you get a lot of gathering and on the Callum Island. Will,
Yeah. Factory floor, 9 o'clock Friday.
And then the following Friday, we're going to be at Sydney and Matilda for the Funky Drummer.
11 o'clock.
Club night at 11 p.m.
I can make it to that. Let's have a listen to your one of your tracks and see how many get tempted to go and see you. Let's play it, man.
Recifes lá de cima me avisam dos perigos de chegar. Angra dos Reis e Ipanema, Iracema e Itamaracá, Porto Seguro, São Vicente, braços abertos sempre esperar. Pois bem, cheguei. Tupa, Bruma, Ilemi e Guarajá, Praia Vermelha, Ilha Beira, braços abertos sempre esperar. Pois bem, cheguei.
Descobre todos os sentimentos.
was brilliant. I loved it, man. Now, if you don't make it to Killam Island, you're sad, man. Right. So, I heard this in Portuguese. Is anybody Brazilian or Portuguese in the band?
No one is. It is Portuguese, no, but we've got a few Portuguese speakers, so that was Louis singing.
Wow,
there.
That's interesting, man. Yeah. That's really good.
And Cal's also unreal at Portuguese, as is Jude, so yeah, we've got quite a few.
Yeah, the nice thing about this project is that, because these students are languages students, they're not music students.
Yeah.
And so this, you know, having to sing in another language, like doing a play or reciting a poem in a language that's not your first language, yeah, means you really have to focus on your diction and how you pronounce the words. So not only is it good from the point of view of learning about the culture and the song, the popular music of, you know, these countries, but also it's helping you improve your language skills, which is really nice, because
it does. Yeah. I tell you what, you know, because the time is running, right, shall we play one more track?
Yeah, please.
From Mirito, bueno pa' gozar. God, that was good stuff, man. That was Oye Como Va, as you heard it. Right, so it's really, really interesting, you know. How many musicians are there in the band?
Well, it's kind of changes, but
you sound like pretty busy, yeah, right?
I mean, the Instagram account's called Carlario Collective, so we have like different people coming in and out. There's a kind of core group of members, but we can't have everyone there at the same time. But there's probably in that album, there's about 15 or 16 people different people involved. So we've got a couple of percussionists and sax players that we've used. But you know, there's a kind
are
of
they all, sorry, are they all permanent musicians or are some of them session musicians? Like when you mentioned Ken Roach, for example.
Yeah, and, there's, and Piero and Armando are, yeah, are session musicians that we've brought in, and we try and get them to do gigs with us. But then there's the rest of us who are just
the,
trying
the
to...
The foundation is, well, now ex-students. And then, you know, we've been fortunate enough to play with these professional musicians who actually have really enjoyed it. So it's not like they're doing us a favour anymore. They just really enjoy playing, and we enjoy playing with them, obviously.
You know, previously you said something like now everybody's gone somewhere.
Or yeah.
What do you mean? Like
well, everyone's...
Their own bands?
No, everyone's graduated from the university now. Yeah. So it's like, you know, just trying to manage that distance. So, you know, we can't practice as much anymore, but then to make up for it, Pete and I will just make backing tracks and demos and stuff and share mm-hmm. them. So it's part of the thrill going into a gig with not as much practice as previously, but that's part of the fun, isn't it?
Well, if you are like a gig, for example, you gather all your musicians and come and play live, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So
it wouldn't be like example, six or seven, I don't know how many you are. Mm-hmm. Right, but we can count on this and that one, so we play like just the three of us or something. No?
That may be something that we're looking to explore, given yeah. that we've just done this album. We want to keep going, and mm-hmm. obviously having a band of like 10, 12 people is hard to get them all in the same room at once. So
yeah,
we'll definitely look to explore different possibilities. But you know, this gig on Friday, we're all really up for it, and so we're. All
yeah,
of us
I think
are going to
be
there.
Eight or nine of us. Yeah.
Will you have the, what format is it? CD?
No, it's on
tape?
All streaming.
it's on all the platforms.
Spotify,
iTunes,
music,
and everything.
YouTube
everything
well.
Except CDs. So when you asked me to do a CD, I was thinking, oh, what are those things again? I had to find a CD burner, but. You can find it everywhere. If you just look up Kilario on any of the platforms, you'll find it.
You know, the reason I keep going on about CDs, look at this, I've got CDs everywhere, because it's more accessible for everyone. Mm-hmm. For everyone. I'm not saying everyone has got a computer or everyone has got the facilities to get a Spotify or you know, download stuff. You know, not everyone knows how to do this stuff. Even I run into trouble when I got to do something with the computer. So the easiest thing to do, everybody's got a CD player at home, I hope. Well, I think they do. Mm. I think they do. You know?
I suppose it's that same sentiment, which is why we're so keen to play the music that we do around here, because, you know, there's a lot of alternative bands in mm-hmm. Sheffield and stuff. Obviously, it's got a great history with those sorts of bands here in Sheffield, but it's great to play, you know, this style of music, you know, in the UK. A lot of people haven't heard of it before, and it's great to bring Latin American culture into the UK.
Definitely.
No, it's good. I enjoyed the what I heard so far. Sounds really good, and it's an attractive kind of rhythm. You know
It's going to be a whole evening of it. I mean, on Friday, so we'll play for about 2 hours, and then our guitarist and singer Louis, he's going to be DJing afterwards. So follow him at Loco Sounds.
Yeah,
and obviously follow us on Instagram at Kilario Collective. So
right,
yeah,
okay.
Just 3-4 hours of just Latin bangers.
Anything else that you want to mention?
I'm not really sure.
Well, more information. If people come along, obviously they'll be able to talk to you there on the night. Yeah,
definitely.
So, guys, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
And I'm not sure about making it, but the one after that, when is
the 27th? That's it. Sydney and Matilda. Yeah.
Right.
But as I say, if you follow our social media, uh-huh. you'll be up to date with all of our gigs and whatnot. And of course, listen to the album.
Thank you very much, Fred, and thank you very much, Peter. I'm sure I'll be seeing you in the future. So let's say bye-bye with the last track of... both of you together at the same time. What's the name of the band?
Kilario.
Thank you.
assim se mata papai. Ei! Ai, 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 ai. Diferente, diferente. Essa mina tá me olhando, acho que tá dando mole. Ela tá me provocando já faz tempo. Isso não vai prestar, não vai. Ela é maravilhosa, tem um sorriso maroto. O que será que ela tá querendo? Vou chamar pra dançar. Beija minha boca. Ai, 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 ai. Assim você mata o papai. Ai, 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 ai. Que boca gostosa eu quero. Vai, ai, 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 ai. Assim você mata o papai. Ai, 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 ai. Você tá cheirosa demais.
Ô, sorte! Caiu na rede, é peixe. Eu pego mesmo.
Que tá dando mole, ela tá me provocando já faz tempo. Isso não vai prestar, não vai. Ela é maravilhosa, tem um sorriso maroto. O que será que ela tá querendo? Vou chamar pra dançar.
Vem comigo, vem!
Vem cá, dança comigo agarradinho. Vem cá, que você vai gostar.
Tão facinho, eu não vou aguentar.
I'm not afraid to die.
Okay, everyone, time right now is coming up to the end of the show. So, yeah, Quilaro, fantastic band, and I hope that you can make it to the Kelam Island and also on the Matilda and Sydney on the 27th. Okay, amigos, thank you very much for listening to the show, and I hope that you enjoyed it. And I want you to join me again next Monday at 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock. And do not forget, between throughout the week, you can actually text me and ask me to give a shout-out for anything that you want me to announce. The number is 07944-031-894. I hope that you have a great, great week, and look after yourselves, good health, love one another, and free Palestine.